Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, and I have the opportunity and honor to share a few thoughts with you this morning. I want to talk this morning about an upcoming community event, which will happen in a couple days on March 5th. I want to talk about what's happening in May with our Veterans Celebration, which I'm really excited about, and then also some of the ongoing activities dealing with the Maryland Association of Counties, and Commissioner Kyler and I participating in that, specifically with education and legislative activities, and then the upcoming budget that me and my colleagues will be working through over the next few months, with the requirement to have our budget for fiscal year 25 established and approved by us by May 31st. But first, let me talk about a community event that's happening. And the community event that I'm talking about is happening on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. It'll be at the South Carroll Senior Center. And it's regarding the commercial property on Highway 26, Liberty Road, next to Carroll Highlands. And the proposed developer has reached out and said that he would like to build a storage facility on this property. Now, the concern in the last community event I had regarding this, and very successful from you, was that five floors or five stories or 50 feet, however you want to define it, was too large for commercial property that was going to be established next to residential zoned areas. A couple weeks ago, my colleagues and I determined that you were correct, that we needed to relook and redefine what our bulk requirements should be on commercial properties next to residential properties. Understanding that there's about 23% of commercial zone properties in Carroll County that actually butt up against residential zone properties. But we determined that instead of 50 feet, it should be a 35 feet maximum height with 15 foot setback from the residential area, where it used to be 50 feet height with a 10 foot setback. And then every foot past 15 feet, we can add 1 foot in height up till and no more than 50 feet. Now, this is important with that sliding scale because the property on Liberty Road and Carroll Highlands could actually go well above that 35 feet the way we defined the bulk requirements. It's important to understand from my perspective, I was elected by you and I focus on the entire county with especially my community within Eldersburg and Sykesville, but I really look at the entire county as a whole. This one property being affected and the decisions made on the one property, I have to, and we have to look at the secondary tertiary effects across the entire county. So we do not want to make too much of a limitation because I do believe in property owner rights and what should be allowed and disallowed when somebody has a piece of property, whether it be residential, commercial, industrial, and so on. But making changes affects one piece of property could have significant effects in others. So making this sliding scale made sense, and we voted unanimously that it should be 35 feet with a sliding scale. With that said, I've been in discussion with the developer, who will be present at 6:30 that evening on the 5th to talk to the community. His facility is going to be smaller than the previous planned facility, and it will be only 3 stories instead of the 5 stories, and at the max height of 35 feet. In addition, his intent is to build it into the hill on one side with only the second and third floor being above grade of the property. His intent is to have the architecture to fit into the community's architecture, and that's why he wants to have this community meeting. He wants to listen to you and make things as best as possible for you. He'll have less parking and paving, which will reduce the size of the stormwater management pond that'll be necessary. He will retain as many trees as possible on the rear of the site to help create a natural barrier between the building and Carroll Highlands neighborhood. And also, he is well aware of the property of what's called Lot 19 that has restrictions and only for residential. He's well aware of that. And what he's looking at doing is creating a park or a community picnic area on Lot 19 for the neighborhood. So everything I said is the developer's intent. None of it has gone through the county yet, through the technical review. None of it has gone through concept. He wants to meet with you first, get your insight, and then also I'm talking to State Highway, reference the ingress-egress of the property coming from the State Highway, Liberty Road, as opposed to from within Carroll Highlands. It's premature because we need to get through the technical review and concept plan to going forward with State Highway. And honestly, if you have any questions, please email me or call me at 443-569-9861. In early May, we are going to have our third annual, I'm so excited about this, Veterans Celebration in Carroll County. It's going to feature the U.S. Navy Band, Country Current, and local band Midnight Run. So I'm really excited having this. It's going to be noon to 4 p.m. on Sunday, May 5th at the Farm Museum. It'll have children's activities. It'll have veterans memorabilia display. There's going to be tons of food, artisans, craft vendors, live entertainment, as I shared, and a military equipment display, which is always a hit. I think last year we had a few thousand attend. It's a great event, so I really encourage you to come out with your families to partake. You do not need to be a veteran, but it's a great way to recognize that 1-2% that have put on that uniform at any time that have served our country. In addition, there'll be a special recognition at 1 p.m. during that day to gather veterans from the Iraqi conflict from 1991 to 2011. And it was a challenging time, and I'll tell you, as a veteran, you know, served during that time and was in Iraq a handful of times, rotations during that time as well. It was tough. It was tough more on Audrey and the kids, but working together, especially in this community, I always felt comfortable being away, knowing that you were embracing Audrey and the kids every time I was gone. And that's why, in all honesty, I try to give back and do the best I can in serving you. The last thing I just want to share for a minute is Maryland Association of Counties. Commissioner Kyler and I go down to Annapolis every week, and we talk about bills that are looking at becoming laws in Maryland that will affect Carroll County, but also affect the rest of the state. The key to this in the Maryland Association of Counties in Maco, when we discuss this, we are focused collectively, all 24 jurisdictions, on local control. Nobody knows Carroll County better than Carroll Countyans. So if you hear something about a bill or a legislation, again, please let us know and let me know if you want me to bring it up and define it better for you on what the bill is all about and the legislation is all about. Lastly, in just a few seconds, I just want to share, we are formalizing our budget sessions and deliberations amongst colleagues. Everything we do is open. Every time we meet together, you know, the five of us, the quorum of three or more, and we start talking policy. We are required, but also fortunate that we get to do it open because it shows the transparency and the necessity that you have the opportunity to share your thoughts with us, your very candid and open thoughts with us. The transparency goes a long ways. The partnership that we have with the Board of Education, with our delegation, with the sheriff, you know, the community college, and all those that, you know, we support here in Carroll County, having that open discussion and dialogue is important because this year we will be in an operational budget deficit just walking in the door, probably anywhere between $15 and $20 million. And we have to figure out, okay, how are we going to balance the budget without using one-time funds just to plaster over that deficit? And how will we come up with a scenario or a solution that is best for you and best for Carroll County in fiscal year 25, which starts 1 July, and over the upcoming years. I ran through a lot. I apologize going a couple minutes over. I hope you have a great and had a great weekend. Look forward to your comments as always, and I am always open and available for you. You have a great one. Again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein, and life is good as always. Thanks.